Ron, we're talking about holidays. We know that there are three holidays of called Shalosh Regalim. Mm-hmm. Why do we talk always Shalosh Regalim? Holidays more than three. Why do we talk three Regalim, three holidays? We have, the three holidays are known are Pesach, Shavuot, and Sukkot. They talk always about Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, Shalosh Regalim. What's wrong with the other holidays? There is Shana, Kippur, but the Shalosh Regalim, the Torah commanded us that we have to go to Beit HaMikdash. That's why they are grouped by themselves. Rosh Shana and Kippur, you don't have to go to Beit HaMikdash. You make Rosh Shana wherever you are, Kippur wherever you are, even in the town of Beit HaMikdash. The only thing that is a special service of Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur and Beit HaMikdash. But the people did not have the duty, obligation to go to Beit HaMikdash. Now the Torah told us, Shalosh pe'amim b'shana, yira'e kol zichur echa et b'nei Hashem ro'echa, b'makom asher yibhar, b'chag ha-matzot, b'chag ha-shavuot, b'chag ha-sukkot. Three times you have to go to be seen in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All male only. Female were not obligated. Children are not obligated. But once every 7 years, they were ordered to take the whole family. Men, women, children, even infants. It's a mitzvah, parashat Akel. This is in Vayerech, Akel et Ha'am, Anashim Anashim. This is the mitzvah, because again, to put to educate the children the importance of going to Beit HaMikdash. That's once every 7 years. But every year, every male had the duty to go three times to Beit HaMikdash. I'm four. I can't go. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, the person b'derech ha'chokah is patur. That's why he came Pesach Sheni. Now they're in front of Korban Pesach. That they were making first Pesach, they made Pesach Sheni. I don't want to go to talk about Pesach and Shavuot now. This is not the time. Even though there is a lot to find something in common with the Sukkot. We know that if a person made a vow or a pledge that he is going to give something for Kodesh, doesn't matter, Zion Beit HaMikdash to Beit HaMikdash, today synagogue, wherever it is for Kodesh, he must fulfill his, complete his duty of paying that pledge within limited time. What limit is the time? How limited? If a person made the pledge before Pesach, he must do it before Pesach, not to delay it after Pesach. If he does, he violates mitzvah aseh of the Torah. The Torah told you, do it, you then do it. If he did it between Pesach and Shavuot, he has time till Shavuot. He does it between Shavuot and Sukkot, he has time till Sukkot. But he must fulfill his pledge before the holiday comes. And if he delayed it three holidays, he already has another avon that's called lo ta'aseh. The Torah told you don't delay it, and you delay it. That means there is two mitzvot. There is mitzvot aseh, what you should do. There is the mitzvot things that you shouldn't do. The mitzvah that you should do, motza sefatecha tishmor ve'asida. What you have said, you must keep and do it. Do it before the holiday. All depends, any holiday that comes first, if you delay it after the holiday, you violated the law of the Torah. If he is going to delay three holidays, he's violating another law. This is already what we said, mitzvah lo ta'aseh, lo te'acher לשלמו. כי תדון נדר להשם אלוהיך, לא תאחר לשלמו. Now this is what has to do with all the holidays in common. Now we come, the Torah said all the holidays, there is another thing in common. Why did he give us the holidays? Zecher, Yitziat, Mitzrayim. Each holiday has to do with remembering the coming out of Egypt, the Exodus. Why? Because the Torah said, as long as you are remembering Yitziat Mitzrayim and you talk about it, instills in you much greater emunah. This is the segula, that the benefit, very beneficial, that a person would say, I'm doing it zecher Yitziat Mitzrayim. And you must know Pesach was given to us for remembering Yitziat Mitzrayim. Same thing Shavuot, same Sukkot. Of course, the Pesach we know. This is when was Yitziat Mitzrayim. Everybody knows that Pesach is for Yitziat Mitzrayim. But Shavuot, they tell you what it has to do Shavuot with Yitziat Mitzrayim. Yitziat Mitzrayim wasn't Pesach. But the whole purpose of Yitziat Mitzrayim on Pesach was for what? To receive the Torah. This is the whole idea. That was the freedom, the spiritual freedom. The Pesach was freedom from the bondage, from physical freedom. But comes to Shavuot, that was the spiritual freedom, that they were elevated to very, very high level. And this was a real complete freedom of the Jewish people. Comes and says, Sukkot. What's the Sukkot? What has to do with Yitziat Mitzrayim? They come to tell us, leave the house, go live in a sukkah outside to remember Yitziat Mitzrayim. How would I remember Yitziat Mitzrayim? If you come and tell me on Pesach, the 15th day of Nisan, the day that you came out of Mitzrayim, make a sukkah. Why do I make a sukkah? Because today we came out of Mitzrayim. It's understood. All of a sudden they tell us, when? After Kippur, make a sukkah. There's nothing to do whatsoever. I said, no, you're wrong. The Torah said, Pasukot teshevu shivat yamim. I want you to live in the sukkah for 7 days. Kol ha'ezrach v'Yisrael yeshevu basukot. Every citizen of the land, every Jew, must live in a sukkah. Why? Lema'an yede'u dorotechem. For the purpose that everyone, every generation would know, ki basukot hoshavti ben Yisrael, that when you came out of Mitzrayim, basukot hoshavti ben Yisrael ve'otzi'i otam me'atz Mitzrayim, when I took them out of Mitzrayim, they lived in sukkot. What kind of sukkot did they live? They were really sukkot, like ours, what we made, or different kind of sukkot. Here there are really two opinions, because really there were two different kinds of sukkot that the Jewish people lived in. One type of sukkah was when they came to a certain station, as they moved out of Mitzrayim, b'yis'u b'nei Yisrael b'Ramesses, b'yahanu b'sukkot. They came to the first station. After Ramesses, they came to a place called Sukkot. Why they called the place Sukkot? Because they came, it was very hot. Entering the desert, they couldn't take the heat. Right away, they made. They are traveling. Travelers, when a person travels, what do they do if he feels he's on the road? Very hot. He has to see a shady place. There is a tree, here is that. There you were, in the open. When they wanted, right away they built a sukkot for themselves to be under a shady area. This is the sukkot. The whole place was called sukkot because what they did. Everyone did a sukkah for himself. But there was another sukkot. Well, the minute they came out of Mitzrayim, even before they reached any station, already they were surrounded with something that looks exactly like sukkah. What was that? The clouds. HaKadosh Baruch Hu surrounded the Jewish people to protect them with clouds. Where were the clouds? There were 7 different clouds. The bottom, the floor, was clouds. Better than any carpet, Persian carpet or anything, or Chinese, whatever you want. It was a very, very comfortable, sit on it, they can lie down on it, they can walk on it. It's most gorgeous thing, relaxing. Then there were clouds, four walls surrounding them. It's a square. So then there was a cloud, the ceiling, roof. Then there was a cloud ahead of them, like a pillar. Very, very big pole showing them, guiding them the way. Wherever the clouds go, they follow. This was, and during the day, it was, you see clouds. Comes the night, it's lit. It's all, you see like fire. There is Amud Anan, there is Amud Esh. Lifnei Ha'am, in front, ahead of them. So this is called Sukkah. Sukkah is of the Ananim. When the Torah said, Ki basukot hoshavti et bnei Israel, I made them live in a Sukkah. Here came an argument between the rabbis. What the Torah refers to, Ki basukot hoshavti. When you say hoshavti, I made them live in a Sukkah, means the clouds. Because Hashem made the clouds. He brought them and he put them there. But the Sukkot that they made it, not Hashem for them. But still, some they say Hashem made them, provided them with all the needs that they were able to make Sukkot. It's Mahloket. One Rabbi Eliezer said the Torah refers to the Sukkot of the clouds. Rabbi Akiva said, no, the Torah refers to the Sukkot that they made, because really they were both of them. But what the Torah meant to tell you, I want you to remember the Sukkot that I gave you to live in. That was, one said, Ananim. A person should think of both of them. And we are doing it for both. The Sukkot that Rabbi Akiva said and the Sukkot that Rabbi Eliezer said, which is Anane Kavod. The Anane Kavod, they call it in the Zohar, Tzila Demehemnuta. This is the shadow that comes from God to instill emunah in you. Can you imagine what is the emunah? What is Sukkot comes to show? I say, all kind of ideas behind the Sukkot. The Sukkot comes to tell you, we live here temporarily. Just like a Sukkot is a temporarily they do it, temporary home, same thing. A person must know that this life over here is temporary. There is another permanent life. We believe in two worlds. The world, we believe in this world and in the world to come. We don't like those that they don't believe. You have to understand one thing. We call that Olam Haba, the world to come. What is Olam Haba? There's two kinds of Olam Haba. Here we come to a place, the big difference that is here, Orthodox Jew or Reformed Jew. We believe in 13 principles that Rambam put for us. One of them is Tihiyat HaMetim. The people who are dead, they deserve it, they will get up again. They will come back to life. Then will come at the end of days that the Kadosh Baruch Hu will make Tihiyat HaMetim. These reformed people, what's the matter with you? What are you? You believe in such a thing? After a man comes, he is in the ground, under the ground, becomes dust, come that, he will come again. The Gemara said, something that wasn't, God can make it be. Something that was, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot make it to be. What is the big thing that they don't want to believe in? They, in Der Sidur, they took that Beracha out in Amidah. No, ata gibor mahayim metim ata mahayim metim. They don't have people. Don't believe. This is the difference. We believe Jewish religion tells us, as our Rambam said, Maimonides, tahiyat metim is one of the principles. Principle we know: reward and punishment. That is the end of days. We will see the difference between the believer or the one who do not believe. This is what we come to say, there is a world to come, Olam Haba. But what is the world to come? There is two kinds. There is Olam Haba, Olam HaNishamot, the world of the souls. Every individual, after he lives here, the Neshama goes, as Shlomo HaMelech said, we cannot determine which neshama goes up, which neshama goes down. If what's it in? Haruah. Ha'olah hi lemala, or ha'yoredet mata. That means there is some, they go up to be in the presence of the Divine Spirit before God. The person is going to find shelter under the wings of God. That's the way the expression in the Bible. And there is some over there, don't stay there. That this is Olam HaNishamot. That's one Olam Abba. There's another Olam Abba, as I said before, after Tahiyyat HaMitim. In the future, at the end of days, that people will come back. They will meet each other, father and son, grandson, father, everybody will know who was his great grandfather, till Abraham Avinu. They will know all generations. This is Olam Abba. And we read it in the prayer. In the prayer in Nishmat, we say, on Shabbat, En Aroch Lach. None can be compared to you. En Aroch Lach. Ve'en Zulatach. No one besides you. Efes Viltach. None second to you. Umi Domelach. Who is like you? Well, they repeat the same thing, the same words. Be'ezulatach, Efes Viltach, is the same words. But they right away they give us the meaning. En Aroch Lach Ba'olam Hazeh. Be'ezulatach L'chaya Olam Abba. Over there, Neshamot. Efes Viltach L'mot HaMashiach. To the days of the Mashiach. Umi Domelach, who is like you? T'chiyat HaMeti. There is four stages. And this is what comes to tell us Yetziat Mitzrayim, because Yetziat Mitzrayim proves that God has the providence, is watching over the world, rewards those who deserve to be rewarded, punishes those who deserve to be punished. As we see, the most powerful country that was those days, Egyptians, Egypt, was absolutely went down the drain after the Makot. And how the Jewish people were the slaves, and how they were on the lowest level, they came to the highest level. This is Zecher Yetziat Mitzrayim. And we come and say, "Leman yedehud over techem, ki basukot oshavti ben Israel." I made them come out and the menesukah. Remember that the whole world here that you are in is like a sukkah, passing by. It's a corridor to go into the palace. The palace is over there later on. We come back to the Pasuk. Basukot teshevu shevaat yamim. The Gemara learns from every word some law about it. If you look at the Pasuk, Pasuk repeats the word Basukot three times. Basukot teshevu shevaat yamim. Why? Ki basukot oshavti et bnei Yisrael. Then, lema'an yedehod avadachem ki basukot. But if you look at the words basukot, two of them it's written, samech kaf tav. There is no vav. One of them it's written, samech kaf vav tav. The book's asked. The Gemara is asked. Sukkot should be with Vav, should be all the three with Vav. If Sukkot should be without Vav, should be all of them without Vav. Really, what is the common sense tells us? Should be all of them with Vav, because they talk about plural. But Sukkot or Shabti, one is Sukkah. Sukkot is Sukkah of somebody. But Sukkot, plural, that's with Vav. And he talks about plural, should be all of them with Vav. Said the Torah intentionally put this way that you learn a law. I tell you to make a sukkah. How do you make it? How many walls you should make? They tell you, baskat, baskat, basukot. There is walls, there's a ceiling. The whole sukkah is called sukkah. The walls and the top. Now, how many do we have? If you say we need four walls at the top, that would be five. The Torah said no. You have to have basukat one, another basukat one, basukat two, that's all together four. Means you need top and three walls. Once you have three walls and the top, it's good enough, even if the side, one side is open. But came one rabbi and said, listen, it's written Ze'eli ve'anveh. Everything, what is Ze'eli ve'anveh? What does it mean Ze'eli ve'anveh? Simple meaning, the Jewish people realized the greatness of God, said, let me praise him. Ze'eli ve'anveh. Anveh means, I praise him. Every Jew in Shirat Hayam, we read in Bayosha, they said, Ze'eli ve'anveh, this is my God, and let me praise. We see the greatness, the power, what he showed when he came out of Mitzrayim. But they can't say a different thing. Everything that belongs, that has connection with God, that's called Ze'eli. Anything that has to do with God, that God commanded us mitzvot to do, you have to make them nice. Na'e in Hebrew means nice. Ve'anvehu comes from the word na'e. It na'e lefanav b'mitzvot. The Gemara said, make the mitzvot look nice. You wore a talet, make sure that the talet is a nice talet. The talet gets old, worn out, don't put it worn out. Dirty, messy, torn. It's not nice. Where is the respect for a mitzvah? Respect for Hashem. That's called Ze'eli. Whenever you hear somebody has a mitzvah, comes a rabbi and says, Ze'eli ve'anvehu. What is Ze'eli ve'anvehu? Listen, something that has to do with God, mitzvah, should be nice. You make sukkah, should be nice. Tefillin should be nice. Etrog, nice. Nice. You bring it. That's what the Torah wants us when we do the mitzvot to make them nicer and nicer. You come and say, Rabbi, I can't afford to make it so nice. I can afford, I'll make it a lot of nicer. That. How much should I put more? See, if a mitzvah that you do, you have to spend $2. In order to make nicer, at least you should spend up to $3, one third more to make it. They tell you that you don't have to go out of your way all the way. When you spend $200, if you make it nicer, $300, go ahead, go to that, make an effort to this. That's his hadar. Something with a drug. You buy a drug, if somebody gives me something nicer, shall I pay more or I'll take that? Yes. Up to one third more, pay. But tell you 10 times much? No, you are not obligated. This is what's called Yuhitna'e lefanav b'mitzvah. But some rabbi said differently. He said, Ze'eli ve'anvehu doesn't come from nice, hitna'e, but ve'anvehu, I will make him dwell in me. Neve, el neve kochecha. Neve is a dwelling place. I'll make a Kadosh Baruch Hu dwell in me. Ve'anvehu. I'll make myself a room that I'm making a Kadosh Baruch Hu within my heart. He said, how? He said, follow the ways of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That you must go in the ways of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. What is it? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rahum, Af Ata Rahum. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is merciful, you should have mercy on people. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kind, you have to be kind. HaKadosh Baruch Hu definitely is kind. HaKadosh Baruch Hu selects when he sends the rain, whom to send the rain to, whom not to send. He gives his kindness to all. Tov Hashem Lakol. Hashem is good to everyone. Just the same. And therefore, since this is the kindness of Hashem, that this is the anvehu. I will follow the ways of Hashem. then this is one halacha that they said, Basukot, the Shavosh, the word Basukot. Came one rabbi and said, really, we want to make the Sukkah nicer. How should we make it? Then there is Sukkah, how do you write it? Samech, Kaf, He. Look at the Samech. How many sides there is the Samech? Four. Make it Samech. If you can't make it Samech, too much, too expensive for you, you don't have all the material to cover with for Samech, make it Kaf. Kaf has three sides. You can make even Kaf, you don't have enough material, make it He. Two, and the third one, and the doorway, and in the middle. That's one side open, one side a little open, but make it a doorway. Just put a strip of wood on the top to show this is a doorway. It becomes kasher. This is what a homo. We have to know what's the size. Size they gave us. Size they gave us the minimum how much it should be, and the maximum as much as you want. The only thing, when we say them as much as you want, the length and the width, but the height, there's a limit. Why? Because the word sukkah, when we say sukkah, mainly why it was named sukkah, after the top. The top is sekach. Cover is called in Hebrew, sekach. You read in Humash. Behayu akeruvim, pogesech enefayim lemala, sochechim bechanfehem ala kapor. Sochechim means they cover, and a cover is called sekach. Now this is the why they came the name sukkah on the sekach. Why they named it after the sekach, they didn't name it after the walls. Because the walls doesn't have any limitations from what you make the walls. There's no restrictions. The walls you're making from anything you want. Make it from stones, metals, wood, anything you want. Animals. Put animals standing, make them as a wall, tie them together. You are all of a sudden a farmer, you don't have a sukkah. You don't know what to do. Come on, take them. Animals, tie them, and put them here in the line, here in the line, there in the line, put something over them, and sit under it. As long as the animal has the height. How much height? The minimum is asara tefahim. And asara tefahim is very low, Rabbi. Yeah, you sit down over there and eat. You don't have to stand. You sit and eat. The minimum, yes. But maximum, 40 feet. Not more. More than 40 feet is not good. Why? You can never see the zikah. They want you to see. لِمَعَنْ يَدْعُودْ وَرَتَخَيْمْ كِبَسُكَوْتَ شَبْ. There's another thing also. I would never have the shade from the sekach. It would be shade of the walls only. Nothing would be shady from the cover. Therefore, sekach is mainly for the sekach, it's called. And the sekach, they come to tell us, you know, the sekach, you have to know what to do it from. Has to be something grows out of the ground. After it grows out of the ground, it has to be cut off. Not to touch. You come and say, okay, Rabbi, I need something grows out of the ground. I have a tree over here. I put the branches down. They'll sit under it. No, it's a touch. No good. It has to be cut. 13. Shouldn't may be made into some tool that become eligible to get a tum'ah. Because the laws of tum'ah, purity and impurity, what makes something impure? Something dead body or something will touch it or will be under the same shelter. What gets tamei, what's not? Not everything gets tamei. Piece of stone wouldn't get tamei unless it would be in the cup. But tools may take wood. Take the wood, you change it into, you form it into a tool, a box or something, becomes tamei. If it is, comes in touch with tumah. This is what called davar hamekabel tumah is now no good. For these are the conditions of what sekach is made for. And food. You have all of a sudden branches of a tree that has fruit. You come, you put the fruit with the branches, And the majority will be the leaves are little, majority food. The grapes are done, all good. Food mekabel tuma. Even though it grows out of the ground, it's cut off, no good. Then that means you have to know there are laws about the sukkah, what it should be. And therefore the Italian, they named the whole sukkah after the sukkah to show you that there are many laws about it. This is the first thing. Basakot teshivu, the word teshivu, should live in it. What do you do in the house? You eat, you drink, you sleep, you have a gathering, you have people come to you, you welcome them well into the house. Comes the 7 days of Sukkot, you should do these things in the Sukkah. Of course, there is a law, they say, the whole idea of the Sukkah also, you should be enjoying it. V'samachta v'chagecha. And like a person comes and says, all of a sudden there is rain. It's raining. You enjoy to sit under the rain? What kind of enjoyment? If comes the Lord said, Hamitztaer, if this will bring you suffering, patur in a sukkah. Yani, because the whole idea, I told you to be in sukkah, and I want you to be also happy with it, to enjoy it. But if it brings suffering, it's ta'er patur in a sukkah. You are not relieved. Now therefore, when comes the rain, the person comes and says, no, he wants to be Hasid. Puts a raincoat, he sits there, I can sit, doesn't matter, and he in. That's what they call in Gemara, Hasid, Shoter. Kol ha-patur min ha-davar ba-aseru nikra hediot. They don't tell a person that, and if you will say beracha, you make beracha l-batala. He thinks he's doing a mitzvah, making awan. This is beracha l-batala. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the mitzvot, the beauty of the mitzvot. Ele ha-mitzvot asher ya'aseh otam ha-adam v'chai b'hem. Matter of living with them properly, the right way, not to do against any common sense. And this is what say teshevu ka'en tadur. Tadur means like you live in your house, that the way you live. Therefore, I remember in Eretz Israel, it was nice weather, we slept in a sukkah. Today you come and say you can sleep in sukkah here, it's dangerous. Dangerous from every point. On the weather, dangerous from those animals that they walk on two legs. This is what there is today. Can you sleep in a sukkah? Impossible. Today, I've been into the homes, they break in too very often. How many people are you here now? Therefore, it's not proper to come and say he wants to be Hasid, to live in a sukkah, to sleep in a sukkah. This is Basukot Teshevu Shiva'at Yamin. Torah said Shiva'at Yamin. We said, the question came, very big question. We know that every holiday, Pesach, Shavuot, Rosh Hashanah, when comes a day that the Torah said you should not do any work, the Torah said one day. For example, Pesach, Bahamisha Asar, בחמישה עשר, חג המצות באשר, חמישה עשר, כל מלאכה לא תעשו. On the 15. We come, what do we do? 15 and 16, we don't do any work. We close all our stores, we stop all work for 2 days. The Torah didn't say only one day in the beginning of the holiday. The end of the holiday, the Torah said, one day, by Yom HaShivi'i. We come and say, 7 and 8. What is it? Now, the Torah, there is another law in the Torah. How do you make Rosh Chodesh? Rosh Chodesh, we know, our rabbis knew exactly how the sun revolves, the moon, all the stars. They knew everything. They were the greatest astronomers. They knew how to make a calendar on the book. They'll tell you exactly on the a minute and second how to set the months and the weeks and all. But the Torah said, no, I don't want you to do it according to what you know. You come to say Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh sometimes was 29 days, the month, sometimes 30. When the month would finish, the following day would be Rosh Chodesh of the following month. The Torah said, how do you make Rosh Chodesh? Don't make it according to what you know, knowledge, according to what you see. What do you mean what you see? There is a court being set, and the court is waiting. Waiting for what? Witnesses to come and say, Rabbi, we saw the new moon. Oh, you saw the new moon? The rabbi said, when do you see it? At this hour, at this time, we saw the new moon. Really? How do you see it? This side? This side? Well, facing the south, north, east, west. How do you see that new moon, that line that you see? It always new already. Perfect. Perfectly well. Well is the new moon. You want to see what the witnesses are saying. They are telling the truth or not. They used to examine them after they hear all about them. But they tell them, they see that really evidence people trustworthy. They come, they stand up. He said, today is a holy day. Mekudash, 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 three times. That means it's Rosh Chodesh. If they don't come, they always had that they'll come now, they'll come later. If they will not come, tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh. Then sometimes it was 30 days, sometimes 29, never less than 29, never more 30. Well, they would see, they know. Then this is how they made the Rosh Chodesh. Who was supposed to do that? Only one. One court being set well in Yerushalayim near Beit HaMikdash. The Torah said, that court well set for us Rosh Chodesh. Okay, suppose Beit Din over there, they set Rosh Chodesh today. Who's going to know that? Yeah. Radio, television, they have a message to come personally. From people to people. People go, messengers, to tell the people, Beit Din made it Rosh Chodesh. If they live here, close to you, depend what distance they are. An hour, two, or three, okay. Suppose there is 2 days distance, they don't know when is Rosh Chodesh, till after 2 days. It will be 3 days after 3 days. If the distance is a week, after a week. Now it comes some places, you're far away, they don't reach. In Eretz Israel, always, messengers could reach from that court that set the date already for Rosh Chodesh till the end of Eretz Israel, every holiday already. Why? The holidays when? Pesach on the 15th of the month, that's 15 days later. Shavuot, 6th of the month. Also they reach, because the whole distance in outside they can reach 3 days. Then even Shavuot they could have. Of course Sukkot they could have. What they couldn't have, Rosh Hashanah, even in Eretz Yisrael. Why Rosh Hashanah is the first day of the month. People in Eretz Yisrael also, there is a distance of 2 days, 3 days. I can tell them in Eretz Yisrael, so they didn't know. When did Beit Din make? When messengers will come? Messengers didn't come to tell them that it is, they had to make Rosh Hashanah in 2 days. Maybe Beit Din made it today, maybe tomorrow. But Pesach, Shavuot, they already knew. Messengers came and told them they made 1 day. But outside of Eretz Israel, what did they do? Outside of Eretz Israel, they had to do it 2 days. Again, because they didn't know when Beit Din made the Rosh Chodesh. Because if they made it today, Rosh Chodesh, 15th will be 15 days from today. If tomorrow, 15 days from tomorrow. And always was it that, 1 day earlier, 1 day later, therefore they made 15 and 16 Yom Tov. That's what we call in Hebrew, Misapek, from the doubt. Today there is no Sefer. Today they don't do white people. That there is a court, because since the Romans stopped the Jewish people from having the ordained people to do the setting of the day, the rabbis right away, those that they were ordained, they were setting, they said, we have the power to set the dates from now forever till the time of the Mashiach. And they said the calendar that we have today with us. It's all set. I said, it's set, why do we do today to Yom Tov? So since our fathers here in the diaspora made two, we have to follow their way. Those they did in Eretz Israel one day, they do it. Rosh Hashanah they did 2 days, they will do 2 days. That's why you see, only Rosh Hashanah in Eretz Israel is 2 days. Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, the first day, one day Yom Tov. They can do Melacha, different work. Then comes the last day, which is the seventh Pesach. Supposed to be Yom Tov, Shavuot supposed to be Yom Tov. There is a second day, Yom Tov. And in Pesach, the last day, seven and eight, because we don't know which one. That's called Misafek. Now we come to Sukkot. The Sukkot, there is a difference between Pesach and Sukkot. Each one, Pesach in the Torah, 7 days. Sukkot in the Torah, 7 days. But there is a difference that the first day of Pesach is Yom Tov. When I say Yom Tov means the day that not allowed to do work on it. And the seventh is Yom Tov. 5 days in the middle are called Chol HaMoed. They are semi-Yom Tov, semi-holiday. Certain work you can do, certain work you can't do. For example, you go to do plow, plant, do all these things that don't let you do it during Chol HaMoed. That means big work, you know. But you work during Chol HaMoed, small work, you work in the house, you want to do this thing in the house, you want here, you know, in a canal, you do that, all this, it's okay. That means work that being done, business, you open stores, you come to ask a rabbi, can I open the store? Sometimes yes, sometimes not. They'll ask me, the rabbi will say, hey, listen, it will affect your business if you close during the Chol HaMoed. If it's not, sometimes it did. I lose a customer, he doesn't come to Chol HaMoed, it doesn't come later. Depend what kind of business you are. But there is sometimes, no, I will lose only for now, the profit of the day. You lose profit of the day, close. I told you, I think once, that there was a rabbi, Ron Ben Shimon, chief rabbi of Egypt in Cairo. A man came to him. He said, Rabbi, Pesach is coming. So a religious man, can I open the business in Pesach? The rabbi told him, sit down. What exactly your business? What do you do? He asked him a number of questions. He was answering honestly. He saw the rabbi saw that will not affect his business. He will not lose anything if he'll close later. He would lose the profit of the days of the war. He told him, no, close it. He said, okay. You know, Pesach came, passed the 2 days of Yom Tov, came Chol HaMoed. He started thinking, what am I going to do with myself? Stores closed. He said, I'll go take the books, work on the books in the house. I'll bring the books from the business. He went to the business, he opened the store, he went to take the books. As he was there, customer comes in. He said, yeah, Yigal Hashem b'chaz Satan. He said, Satan came now, what do I do? He said, I chase him out, he may get aggravated. I'll never see him again after the holiday. But he started and said, God will forgive me. God knows I didn't come really for business. I'll sell him. I'll finish with him. Then I'll take the books and go. While selling that, he sold. He made a sale. As he finished the sale, came another customer. And potentially, you know. Every day he waits for customers, they don't come. Today they're coming. The Satan helped him. Okay. He brings him another customer. The whole morning passed with customers. They didn't take the books. Came lunchtime, you know, in Cairo. They close after lunchtime. They go for 2-3 hours home. Then they come back. So now the whole morning passed. Yes, I don't want to go anymore. He decided to go home. He doesn't want to come back. He didn't come back. happened to be that at night, all of a sudden, police coming, running, where is this man? Khawaja, and I look for him. Where's the Khawaja? He's sleeping in his bed. Come to wake him up, come here. And he comes up right away with his pajama, his robe. Run to the business, the whole business is on fire. Burning. He's crying, they've been burned. Fire department in those days. Pails of water come. That didn't help. Insurance, no insurance. And all is invested, all the money and goods over there. It's always burning. You know what to do, he sees everything burning, he couldn't help it. Came 3 o'clock already, 4 o'clock. Everything went on fire. He was crying, you know. He started thinking, why did it happen such a thing to me? Then he said, must be because I did not listen to the rabbi. The rabbi told me, don't open. I opened. He said, now I have to go to the rabbi to ask him to forgive me. God will help me later. He ran, went on. What did he run? Became 5 o'clock. He ran to the shul. The rabbi comes early. The shul. Not every rabbi comes early in the shul. That rabbi went early to the shul. He went early to the shul. They told him the rabbi didn't come yet, but probably he's on his way. He knows the way. He went, he saw the rabbi, the better of the